Recording. Okay, so this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 144. I think Sebastian is still coming online, but let me just share my screen. We can get started. Can someone let me know when that's come through?
Yeah, we can see your screen.
Great, thank you. All right. Just refresh. I'm a little sad that I don't see a sprint spirit animal, but that's okay. I'll survive. So we are on sprint 144. This sprint, the team got through 21 story points spread across six issues. Take a look at Sonar. Let me refresh that as well. So this. This sprint, the team was focused on improving the performance of stock events. Good. And I looked at Sonar earlier. I did not see any errors. There's an email about just a pull request. So I think we're all good. All right. So who is going to start with the demos today?
I can start with demos first, and also I can start with a short summary about what we have been doing during this screen. So let me share my screen.
Okay, thank you.
Can you see my screen?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So during this screen, we have managed to close some tickets related to infrastructure, which unfortunately were skipping from sprint to sprint, but finally here we are, and we have, for example, fixed Docker certificate on functional tests, so it's up now, and also we managed to update Spring Boot version of the service. Apart from this, we also had some unexpected tickets related to Superset because the reports were unavailable on test server, and because of its priority, we had to include it. Moreover, we also managed to finish a few bugs. So for example, the bug related to the filter on the unpack screen of stock management. And another one, which is very important from the Malawi's point of view, because this bug was a reason for many tickets in Malawi support to put back some orders. So finally, we have fixed this. It was about making supervisory not fired after updating the position group. Apart from that, we also have this ticket to improve performance of validate step in stock event submit. So when we submit a stock event, there are some validators running and they take pretty much time. So we have managed to improve two validators in a satisfying way, but there's still one validator that could be improved, so the work is still in progress. And that would be, I think, everything for a summary. And I can start with my tickets related to Spring Boot update. CCE service is a pretty small service, but it's still related to pretty many changes, especially that it was the first service to change Spring Boot's version. So there were some changes to that encountered. But here there is the page made by Chongsun, and I also updated this page with my learnings. So there were some challenges related to also an update of Flyway. which is responsible for our migrations. So there were some issues with integration tests and running web distro. And also in Spring Boot version 2, the JSON response has its sort property changed. So there were some places in integration tests that required adding additional JSON sort serializer. But finally, the update was completed. Here I can show you in the build gradebook document that the Spring Boot version is 2.2.2. Luckily we can update versions in other services, and it will take shorter. And that would be everything from me, I think. Do you have any questions?
No specific questions. Looks really good. A lot of important things were finished there. That Spring Boot 2, I know, has been a long running yeah. thing. So I assume that the work that you did for CCE will now be replicated for some of the other services?
Yeah, we should. We definitely can use learnings from a CCA service and include it for other services.
And I know that Johnson is working on upgrading report service to Spring Boot 2 as well. I think I have seen a code review from him like yesterday. So yeah, we are going service by service.
Okay, so I think I can stop sharing and hand it over to someone else.
Yeah, okay, I can go next. Okay, please let me know if you can see my screen.
Yeah, we can
see. Okay, so let me give some context for the ticket that I will be showcasing. As Paulina mentioned, this is related to the problems that Malawi was having. Which was essentially the requisitions that could skip one of the approval steps. And so they became orders too soon before the appropriate person approved that requisition. And finally, we have managed to find the reason for that. And that reason is described here in this bug report. It turned out that after we update the requisition group, some parts of the supervisory node were updated as well. And as a part of this supervisory node update, some of the supervisory node properties were stripped, like the parent node for the supervisory node. So in short, updating requisition groups should not update the supervisory node as well. We can change the supervisory node that is linked to the requisition group, but the update of the requisition group should not change the underlying supervisory node. And what I will show will demonstrate that. So unfortunately, we cannot modify the requisition groups via the UI. I will be updating them via our API console from documentation, and I will be showing the changes on the UI. I have prepared the appropriate request body. So as you can see, this is the update of the requisition group that we are seeing here on the UI. And let's make some changes to it, like that. We should be able to change the code of that requisition group to say blah blah. And provided my token is still valid, it is. it should be updated and I should be able to see it. Yes, so the requisition group code was updated and we will now look at the lean supervisory node, which is called this. So we are viewing this supervisory node and it has a parent set. So we are refreshing that view. And as you can see, the parent node is still set. So it was not removed as it previously would be. Moreover, we will attempt to change some properties of that supervisory node. So actually, as you can see, I already put some modified code here in the request. We are not seeing that change. But we can just change it even more. And note that this is updating requisition group, right? So I'm linking a supervisory node and I'm changing supervisory node parameters, but we are updating a requisition group. So supervisory nodes should not be affected. I could change the ID of that supervisory node, and that would link this requisition group to another supervisory node. But this specific supervisory node with this given ID should not change. Yes, and as you can see, the code and the supervisory node name is still the same. So the requisition group update did not overwrite those properties. And the parent node is still here. So I demonstrated that updating requisition groups does no longer update the supervisory node. It does no longer remove the parent node. And this fixes the issue that Malawi is having. So as soon as they upgrade to the version that we release, they will have the problem fixed. Please let me know if you have any questions.
What was the situation that was causing them to run into this bug?
So essentially they were updating requisition groups, and I think they were updating requisition groups as they were adding new facilities to the system. So when they add new facilities to the system, they also need to add them to the requisition groups. And when they added the facilities to the requisition groups, they updated the requisition group, and then the supervisory node was removed. The parent of the supervisory node was removed.
So are there any steps that need to be taken to correct the data? Like, it sounds like data may have been created unexpectedly in terms of new parent nodes. Does that need to be cleaned up then?
Can you repeat that first? You were breaking up a little bit.
Sorry. I was asking whether or not there's data that needs to be cleaned up.
Oh, no. It doesn't need to be cleaned up, but every time that Malawi does the update of the requisition group, they need to remember to fix their supervisory nodes because they will be missing that parent attribute that they need to have.
Okay, so it's not like it's creating new supervisory nodes, it's just not linking them properly to the correct parent.
It's incorrectly updating the supervisory nodes when it shouldn't be.
Okay, all right, I see. Excellent. No, thank you. That was very clear.
Okay, so this will be it from me, and I will hand it over to the team.
Okay. I will do next. So let me share my screen. Can you see it?
Yep.
Okay, so in this sprint, I've managed to fix four issues. First issue was related to superset the superset reports wasn't available on our test servers, and in this ticket I had to update version of some dependent package and update initial heap space for Java, and then I restarted Docker service and it helps. And now the reports are available on the UIT server, but not for the test server because we never had this on test server. And if we want to, we have to configure it. Okay, so let me quickly show you. So now we can click some report and we have superset report. And moreover, this fix also fixed other issue, which was that no other users was available to log into the superset. And now we can use reporter one, for example, and go to the reports. And we are also able to see the reports.
And those reports that you're seeing are specific to the reporter one, that is the data that you're seeing, as opposed to the view for the administrator?
Sorry, could you repeat?
So the superset data should be showing data based on your current user. Is that actually working, or is it using the same credentials? Is it, did the superset think that you're the administrator, or does it know that you're the reporter one user?
I'm not sure what do you want to know, to be honest.
So Claudia, so
when you're logging in, sorry, Sebastian, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, Claudia, can you log in as the reporter one again and show the superset report? So in the background, you can see that it mentions the reporter Jeden in the username field, but I think we should also be able to see that directly in superset.
Yeah, there is a link for the superset.
And also, were you asking whether reporter one and admin see some differences in the reports?
I don't really care about the configuration. I just wanted to make sure that superset would be showing the correct data for the logged in user versus just using the administrator account.
Yeah, I see.
I assume it's not supposed to do this.
It just takes long to log in.
But it didn't the last time looking at it.
Yeah, but it was the same report, and when we are logging again, then it takes not that long. I'm not sure why, but first login take always longer.
So would this be the length of time it would take the first time you log in a given session, or the first time ever?
Not sure.
Because this is not good.
It's better fine when you have everything cleared on your computer, cache, etc.
Wow. What do we know what it's doing?
Maybe. Maybe I'll go to the same.
Okay, do we have any way to show the user that is used here?
If you were to break out the superset view from that iframe or whatever however it's being rendered, it just show the actual page.
Okay.
All right, well, that's not particularly helpful. Okay, can you follow up on this just to confirm that it's using the correct user?
Okay.
And then also that other issue that we just ran into in terms of it kind of spinning for a long time. And can we isolate what's going on there, create an issue if we need to for that?
Okay. Okay, so any other questions to the superset?
I don't think so. I guess the only other question I have is whether or not the login dialog, the login modal thing that's popping up, is that a custom plugin that you have for your browser, or did we update how we're entering in the user information?
You mean this?
I think this is a contribution from Angola. I think so. It logs us into Superset automatically.
Yes, I think so.
Why does it do it every time, though? I mean, previously you had to set this up once, and then once you were logged in, you didn't have to do that login again. But it looks like every single time you click a report, you're having to.
That's true.
So something weird is going on there.
I agree.
So that change from, you said it was from Malawi?
Angola.
Sorry, Angola. So that change from Angola got merged into the core code base?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In which version?
Joanna, do you happen to remember? I think it was like last year.
I think it was 3.6 or something like that.
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize that. Okay. All right. Well, then, so there's another thing to check, although maybe it's the same thing as the fact that the report dashboard is not appearing in a reasonable amount of time. But yeah, can we just follow up on that, find out if we need to create some issues to look into this further?
Yep, we'll certainly create tickets for them.
Great, thank you. But I mean, good work, by the way. I don't mean to act like the issue that you actually did fix was not important. That's very good too. Thank you for that.
Okay. Okay. So next one is related to the filter on the unpack screen, and the filter doesn't work correctly when we enter some non-existent phrase. So if we enter FFF, then there was an error in the console. And now it works properly.
Thank you.
Okay, so I will add some line items and we'll try to do something like this, and it works. And something like this, and it also works without this error here about to lowercase. Okay, any questions to this ticket?
No.
And the last one was about certificates on the functional test, and I, in this ticket, I fixed it by doing everything with Terraform to make another functional test instance, and then delete the previous one. So the new one has proper certificates. And now functional tests are passing.
Great.
Yeah, and that's it from my side. Do you have any questions? Some over questions?
I do not.
So I'm stuck sharing. Okay, and I guess it's everything from SoLevel side.
Great. Well, thank you all very much for the work during this sprint. You actually you got quite a number of tickets issues fixed. So well done, team.
Thank you.
And I think that's it for this meeting. Everybody have a good evening. Thank you all.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.